This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Despite everything, it is Friday, which is great news. It's going to be a nice day today. Then you were saying starting tomorrow.
Rain.
Yeah, like rain for most of the next week.
Right. Like two of the next 10 days will have no rain.
And then that means snow.
And a lot of snow predicted for Tahoe as well, yes.
Right. Perfect.
Which is great news.
It is. Good news to get on a Friday.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app that will allow you to listen to this show when you're away from your radio. Mm. The app allows you to tune in Sarah and Vinny and Alice and stay on all day.
And listen to all our podcasts.
Right.
I mean, it's basically all access Sarah and Vinny.
Right.
And even when you're not listening to it, if you could just leave the stream on, that'd be great. Just turn it down. Just let it keep on streaming.
We'd love to be streamed all the time.
Oh, my God. Our buses would love us.
You think we don't know or don't care? We care the whole time.
The whole time. We
totally
care.
Every minute. Right. So, look, we've talked a lot about many of the things that are going on, including all of the closures. It's been mentioned. So if you're just joining the show, I'm going to try to do some similar topic stuff, but different.
Yeah. We are trying to find our own angles on stuff.
Well, I'm just trying to get the info out there, and I don't want to repeat a bunch of stuff. So, yes, everything's closed. And all your favorite sports have canceled there. Stocks seem to be clawing their way back, which is really good news. We've seen
back to previously record lows.
Historic losses. Mm. So on top of having to figure out how to deal with coronavirus, our government, the world governments are trying to figure out how to keep the economy from crashing.
Yep.
So they're all busy with that, and it's nice to see the stocks getting a little bump. Mm-hmm. Whatever they did, whether that's an interest rate change or whatever stimulus they're putting in place, it seems to have reassured people enough to put our stocks in the green for the time being.
Yeah. Don't get your hopes up.
I am.
Don't.
I'm hoped up.
Just don't look.
I just want to be hoped
I have not looked since day two of this whole thing. And I saw the losses that day and went, I'm not looking at that again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's terrible news. But it's, you know, that's the thing about the stock market. They can stimulate all they want. It comes down to whether or not people buy or sell. It's a completely emotional thing. It's not based on fact or anything. It's about feelings.
Well, self-quarantining near your computer is not the best way to stay away from selling.
Just don't do it.
There you are, by your computer the whole time.
Right. If you sell, you realize that loss. If you hold, you could make it back.
Right.
I learned that lesson in 08 when I went, John, oh my God, sell everything. Terrible, terrible idea.
So one of the things that's out there, as you've heard, maybe you can't get antibacterial, Purell, and all of these things are disappearing off the shelves, except we all need to be looking after ourselves in order to keep everyone safe. So the CDC has now given some tips for people who are, whether you're at home, work, or in business, or at school, here's a couple things you should know. First of all, the fact that you can't get the Purell or the antibacterial, what do they call that stuff?
Hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer, right. The fact that you can't get that doesn't necessarily mean you're doomed. In fact, they say, Regular old soap and water is the best possible way to get rid of...
It's better than that. It's,
right.
Listen, the hand sanitizer, great if you can get your hands on it and that's all there is, but you're actually better off with hot water and soap.
So the best way to keep everyone at your house safe, when you walk in the door, go straight to the sink and wash your hands.
Straight to it. That's the rule at our house right now.
So
just
most
go wash
of us
your hands.
Get home and we've got our routine. We drop our bag where we put it. We put our keys where we put them. And, you know, in my case, I often go to number one because
mm-hmm.
I've
Me
been
too.
Driving for
I
a while.
I gotta go.
Right. So
out of my way. Don't block the bathroom.
Just make sure your new stop is to the sink. Wash your hands right away.
I like to wash my hands before I go to the bathroom, too. Like, especially if I'm, because you're about to, you know, be all involved with yourself.
Right.
Even here at the station, like, you know, give them a quick rinse and soap before you head in and then wash them again after.
Bryn posted a list of cleaning products that will kill the virus, and that's what they say. Use disinfectants to get the surfaces, like tables, doorknobs, every place you can wipe them down as regularly as possible. They also say increase ventilation by opening windows at your house.
Yeah.
I try to do that, you know, as a...
You forget to, but it really freshens the house up.
As a bachelor, there have been times where I just didn't think about... It didn't occur to me to do stuff like that. I'm just, you know, sort of, I don't know.
You're the one who lives there. You're used to the
smell.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
No
I just do what I do.
It.
No, right. No one's, but now that I have kids, I absolutely think more along the lines of, I want this house cleared out.
Fresh air.
Fresh air in this house. So that's just something you should be considering. Even if you live alone, open the windows and let the house air out.
It's supposed to be pretty windy today. Which is actually a good thing for an air out of a house, you know, on a still day. That doesn't help much at all. But if you can get a little cross breeze going, just bring in some new air.
If you have senior citizens, grandparents, parents, people that you see on any kind of regular basis that might have a compromised immune system, keep as much distance as possible. The social distancing will help. Also, continue to wash your hands when you are in contact with them.
But also, don't cut them out of your lives, you know. Try to... Make sure that they know you're there if they need you.
For work and business, they say, if you're feeling sick or you have a sick family member, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It's a no-brainer.
Just stay home. And right now, more than ever, everyone at work will understand. You just got to tell them what's up. Highly unlikely you're going to be in any kind of trouble if you're doing that to protect everyone at work from catching whatever it is that you have at home.
Right.
Stop handshakes, clean hands regularly, disinfect surfaces, increase ventilation, limit food sharing. Use video chat for meetings whenever possible. Hold in-person meetings in open, well-ventilated spaces. And they're saying here, which we already know has been done here in California, you got to postpone or cancel large meetings and gatherings. The end. That's the main thing is not to gather.
Right. Sad.
Same thing for schools. If someone's feeling sick or you got a sick family member at home, stay home. Also, many schools here in the Bay Area, including my kids, canceled.
Yep. Just
until further notice. So, and you can check that. So do so before you get quirky dressed up and get them out the door and find out. School's canceled. It's no good.
It's a lot and it's upsetting. I mean, I'm definitely feeling turned upside down over this whole thing. You know, we all have our routines and this really throws a wrench into that. It's but this too shall pass. As crazy as things are going to get, there's more things that are going to stay just the same. This too shall pass. Just deal. Do your best to deal. Be as safe as you can. Keep your family safe.
A couple quick things on the grocery store as you prepare possibly for being quarantined, and then this will be it for coronavirus. First, take inventory of what you've got. You may have tons of rice in there that you never make.
Right.
So you don't need to buy more. If you've got some, you're good.
Yeah. I have a huge sack of rice out in the She Shack because we make these... things that have a weighted bottom.
Oh, is that what you use?
Yeah. It's in the description of the item, too. It's like, in the case of a zombie apocalypse, you can cut the bottom of this open and cook that rice in here.
All
It'll
right.
be fine. It's a little food for you.
They say, if you take inventory, the chances are you might already have enough food stashed in your fridge and pantry to get you through a couple weeks.
Yeah, John's a total pack rat. He's got... I mean, he's got go bags. He's got a stash of everything. I mean, we'll just come over to my house. We'll feed you. I'm going to set up a soup kitchen.
good basics to keep in on hand are rice, pasta, oats.
Sure.
I got a big bag of oatmeal. That'll get me through a lot.
Things that really you just need to boil water for. Those are key, you know, because you can do that over, you know, a little Bunsen burner,
mm-hmm.
whatever those things are called.
Beans, canned vegetables, canned fruit even.
Sure.
Plan meals with common ingredients. Take your ingredients with a long shelf life, like rice, pasta, beans, and then mix in whatever fresh meat and vegetables you have, and
sure,
you're on your way.
Rabbit population, be afraid. We're going to be killing you.
The other thing they
house
say
cats
is...
cats are next.
Use your freezer.
Yes.
Use your freezer. Get some bread. Freeze it.
Yeah.
Now you got bread to get you through that second week of
right.
quarantine.
Milk, you're going to run out of that.
I don't even have that anymore.
Mm, poor thing.
No, it's okay.
You
I
like
really
almond
like...
almond milk,
I,
right?
No, I was using Malk, M-A-L-K.
Yeah.
It's good.
And that's the almond stuff?
But I've gone to Ripple.
What's Ripple?
It's pea protein milk.
Disgusting.
It's, you can't, I'm telling you.
You can't
it's,
taste the pea in there?
It's good.
It's funny to say pea protein, though.
Yeah. How about a fast
fact? I love fast facts. Vinny, lay it on me. It's a Friday. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. That stuff. That sweet, funky stuff.
When lions are mating.
Oh, hot.
They get it on between 20 and 40 times a day.
Oh.
They do it so much, they basically stop having time to eat. They just do it in order to make that cub.
Oh, me so horny. What? Why is no one talking?
Alaska is the only state without a law school.
What?
Alaska. Is the only state without a law school.
There's no law school in
nope.
Alaska?
Mm-mm.
I mean, Juneau's a big city, right? Are there any other big cities there? Anchorage,
Alaska.
Right? You'd think there'd be some college offered some law courses. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do they not need those up there?
I guess not.
Mm. It's the law of the land.
Well, as we all find ourselves possibly being locked indoors for a couple weeks to... Who knows how long we'll be broadcasting from our homes for.
Hmm. I love my little routine. I'm a little worried about it.
I don't like it either. My missus works from home. John works from home, too.
Mm-hmm. No,
so there we'll be the whole time.
Well, and, you know, I just can't wait to start doing the show with your kids. That's going to be fun. That'll be great.
I don't like
get
it.
Get Isla in here to sing this song.
I don't.
New Music Friday is going to be great. We're going to do all children's releases.
Oh, good. Sure.
For
I'm
Isla.
Sure the people are... Figuring out other ways
baby
to spend
on.
Their time already.
Nah, it'll be kind of. I think it's gonna be kind of cool to figure it all out. We'll see.
Well,
I just like sitting across from you. Like to me, there's something about the energy in this room.
The energy of the city.
Yeah, to be here.
I mean, I don't want to overstate it, but absolutely driving in, I see the skyline as I'm driving in, and it amps me up.
Sure.
Has all these years.
I'm gonna go crush that town.
Mm-hmm. A new survey asked people what bathroom habits their significant other has that drive them crazy.
Oh, John leaves out all his stuff all around the sink.
Oh, that's yours?
I don't like that. It's like, you've got drawers everywhere. Put the stuff away. Use it and put it away.
This is my side of the sink.
Yeah, but it's disgusting.
Bug off.
Have you know, and also, if you get a little splash of toothpaste on the mirror, wipe that off. It takes 2 seconds. It's still wet.
That's
you wipe
not
it right
toothpaste.
Off.
That's stuff from in between my
Fine.
Teeth when I'm flossing.
Whatever it is. Whatever got on, well, you're using the
I
sink
don't
want to
touch that.
Water,
it came from in between
towel,
my teeth.
Get a
just
towel,
let it hit
wipe
the
it off of there.
Leave
Jesus.
It on the window until someone
right
uses some Windex.
Get that. No, just
Brenda's
just
coming
wipe
tomorrow.
It
it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be
fine.
Brenda's
going to think you're
this.
A pig. I hope she knows this is my side of the sink. My toothbrush and my toothpaste in the little cup right on the side. Everything else off except the hand soap off the top. Get that out of this mess.
Brenda's got it.
Dude, I I'm bitching about it now because you're letting me. But I gave up years ago. I'm just like, ugh, look at that. It looks like some animal lives here. Just wipe that off of there.
Here are some of the bathroom habits that I actually look at the list and I think no one leaves the door open when they're chewing.
People do. People totally have conversations. They're like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oh, excuse me, hold on, I gotta bear down. I mean, what are you? What are you?
That is not okay.
I agree. That's
wrong.
Hold
on, there's a big one coming.
Oh my God! Stop it.
That's exactly what we never want to hear from you
or
anybody
else
ever.
And by the way,
oh, that burned.
It's not just.
Don't. Turn him off. Can you get him off?
I can't. He has more control than you think.
Leaving the toilet unflushed.
Oh, yeah, please. Well, listen, if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, you got to let it mellow.
Well,
we're in a drought.
No one cares about the yellow, Sarah. It's the brown other one.
And give it a double flush if they're still, come on. Let's figure this out.
Actually, the number one thing on the list is not cleaning the toilet when they've done some real,
damage.
Right.
So clean that up.
Right. Get that.
That's
you may
what
need
the scrubber
to get the,
thing is
the
for
brush,
right,
right
there. I don't even go in my kids' bathroom anymore. I just don't go in.
Leaving hair. This is the one at my house. Mm. Hair in the drain in the shower.
Yep. Get that out of there. That's yours.
Oh, so you do that? You regularly get your hair out of the shower?
Our drain is like really open. No, but, I don't lose my hair the way I used to. My sister, you go to my sister's house and she huge mane of hair. My niece has a huge mane of hair, and my sister was always, we had growing up a
strainer,
like a strainer, right? Like there's sort of a sieve look on the side and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it would catch all her hair and then she wouldn't pick it up and clean it out. I'm like, that's not enough just to not let it go down the drain.
Yeah, you got to pick it
up. You got to pick it up.
I'm the one that picks it up at my house. On my list, that's the one.
Yeah.
There's no other thing. It's fine. I don't care if she leaves her stuff around her sink. Ugh. I don't care.
What a mess.
But the hair in the... Oh, God. And I always have to unscrew the thing and snake that out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise, I've got water up to my ankles.
Mm-hmm. You got three girls, too.
Yeah.
You're in for it.
And everyone uses the same bathroom.
And they're all, it's the long, dark hair that falls out,
I always argue with Nina about that, too. She's like, that wasn't me. I'm like, who else was it then? Yeah. I don't have long hair.
Yeah,
like
my longest hair is 3 inches long.
Right.
And that's not baby fine.
By the way, not everybody, this is the last thing, and then I'll do some texts on the other side. Not everybody is upset about, possibly having to quarantine, because many are thinking, oh, I have a million TV shows I haven't gotten to yet.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of lists being put out. The number of shows available to you, it's never been a better time to be stuck in the house. That's for darn sure.
It really, honest to God, like between the fact that we can get anything we want online and that most of us, many of us, maybe not most, but many, can work from home easily enough by mirroring whatever you got going on at work. I mean, sheesh. I would love to stay home and binge watch shows.
Sheesh. So many are looking at this as an opportunity to catch up on shows, read more books.
Oh, yeah.
Work on their hobby like knitting, painting, sewing, whatever.
Gardening. I like to do some gardening.
Anyway.
It's just going to be weird. I'm going to get to stay up an hour later. I'm so happy. My bedtime's going to be 8:30 now. It's like almost normal people time.
I'm with you.
I know.
It's going to be a trip.
It's going to be fun. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll get through all the texts, okay?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.